That's right, that's right. 1-2, 1-2, that's right. Mic check. Getting it right, getting the levels right. It's a Friday, baby, it's a Friday. Uh-oh, phone lines are already blowing up. They gotta wait, man. They already blowing up the lines. Yeah. Round of applause. It's a Friday, baby. It's a Friday. I am feeling good today. It's a Friday. Hold on. Let me get my live going here. Because I do have a special guest in the building. Round of applause for my special guest. All the way from the NY. My girl, Vina Love, in the building. What's up, girl?
Hey.
Oh, man. You always got that. She just has that voice, man, that fills the room, and she just does it, man. What's going on with you, girl?
Nothing. I'm out here. I'm in Miami. I'm excited. I feel good. I'm glowing. My skin look a little different. So
you got them nice colors on. It's like color coordinating with like the vibe of what's going on, everything, girl. Wow, good to see you again.
Nice to see you again. Guys again, too.
Yes, I got Shy Will in the building. Hi, Shy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
See, I love lipstick, how you keep this.
The lipstick is like, if you touch the mic with that lipstick, that mic tip is done. You know that, right? Because that lipstick is dangerous, girl.
Hey.
Anyway, so we're going to chop it up with you, girl. We got some music for you now. I'm going to tell you right now. Since I had your first song that I kind of was introduced, you know, to you by, which is Air, I've been playing that ever since. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been, that's one of the songs that we definitely play here. And you have two versions. You have the original version, which I thought was fire.
Thank you.
And then you had the remix version featuring Kid Capri and Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, whoa, and that joint is fire. So, but we're gonna chop it up with you. I want the people to kind of, you know, get to know you again. And for some of the folks who really don't know much about you, I want you to let them know about yourself. So let's catch them up, first of all. Mm-hmm. Who is Vina Love? Where is Vina Love from? Who's Vina Love associated with? Let them know.
I am a singer, songwriter, dancer, choreographer, actress. I'm from Harlem, New York. I am 20... How old am I? 23 years old.
Don't worry about it. It happens to all of us as we get older. Yeah.
You know, I'm an old head, so I be forgetting my age. Uh-huh. But I'm 23 years old, and yeah, I'm out here, man. I'm out here.
There you go. And you've been doing it. Yes. The music. With the music, what was your passion? What made you want to do the music? Like, when did you realize, wow, I can do this?
I noticed I could sing, like, right before high school.
Uh-huh.
Probably a little bit before that.
Okay.
When I got to high school, though, that's when I really started singing, dancing, and acting all at the same time, because I was a dancer first.
Uh-huh.
And after high school, I attempted, like, at a music career.
Right.
And it went well.
Okay.
The first song, I was in a group, the first song we released went crazy. And from that moment, it was like, all right, this is my
That life. Was with a
like,
group?
Yeah, I was in a group prior to having a solo career, and it just went, it went well. So we just kept going with it. Uh-huh. Once I got the feel of it, I couldn't let go of it. Uh-huh. So it was what it was. Whether I was going to be in a group or I was going to be a solo artist, I knew I was going to be in the industry.
So you was going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
So why didn't you continue with the group? Is there a reason?
I feel like every group, uh-huh, for the most part, you grow out of each other after a while. Like, you want to make certain kind of music that somebody else may not agree with.
Okay.
You know, like, times just change, and you just want different for yourself and, you know, so on and so forth. But it is, yeah.
So it's time for you to move on, do your own thing. And how's it been? Now, I know you left out just a little piece of information that I like to add just to let people know, you know, who you related to. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, and just to show how you didn't rely on that. You did your own thing. So, you know, you have a famous dad.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is?
Kid Capri.
There you go. Round of applause. And it was so funny. I was just talking about your dad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mentioned him in my conversation because, you know, we were going out to the beach and we were just talking about DJs. And I'm like, see, that's why I like a DJ like Kid Capri, because he does it. Because I feel like some of these DJs, and that's another topic, just they go into the same type of vibe with everybody doing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, yo, you know, there's more music out there. But that's another story. But anyway, that being said, since your dad was in the business, you know, your experience, did it help you? Did it, was it something that you asked help for? You did it all on your own? You know, let the people know, how did you actually say, "Dad, I need help"?
I actually didn't. I was just telling somebody this other day, my dad, he didn't think I was, like, you know, like, he didn't think I was good.
Oh, okay.
He didn't really think I could sing. So I kind of had to, like, really prove myself.
Kind of prove it to him.
Yeah, like, put myself out there. But I didn't go with the mentality of, like, let me prove this to my dad. Like,
got you.
I just knew it was something I wanted to do. And my mom, she was just like, look, if you want to do it, let's, like, go for it. And we did. And I feel like once I was, like, in my groove, where I wasn't even thinking about, like, okay, my dad got to like it. He just woke up one day and was like, oh. Okay, like when he heard Air,
yeah,
that was like his wake up. Like,
wow,
okay,
so
nice.
Oh yeah, it took a while.
Wow, no, but I'm gonna tell you, that song was fire. So wow, I could imagine Dad hearing that for the first time. I was like, yo, wow, that's good, that's good. So the writing, you do all the writing yourself?
Yes, all the writing. Me and my team, we create our own treatments for our videos.
Okay,
direct them. I have a videographer, nice. Director Picasso. He really trusts me with my vision, and I know that he knows what I want. So we work really well together. So wow. I'm there through the editing process and everything. We are very, very hands-on with everything that we do. Just because if something goes bad, I can't blame nobody else.
Right.
I can only yell at my team and be mad at myself. So I'd rather have that than count on somebody else.
But that's good, though.
It goes left, and I can't do nothing about it. Right. So, but yeah, we're very hands-on.
I do think that's the beauty of being the independent now, like you kind of, because I think back in the days, being independent meant you just wasn't signed, or you know. But now I think being independent is actually a better thing, because you have more control over what you do, so which is great. So that's
exactly.
Great. Looking forward to the future. Who would you like to work with? You know, as far as producers, singers, anybody like that.
I would love to work with Pharrell. I would love to work with, of course, Timbaland. You know, just Dre, like all of those people. Just because they've had the sounds that we listen to now, they were making years ago.
Yes.
So like, just imagine what they would make now, and just imagine what's in their brain now. And then with a singer like me, I could do anything. I could write anything. So what they could do with me. Like, so I would love to work with them. I would love to write for most of the female singers in the industry right now, because females in the industry is going crazy.
Right.
I'm really, really proud of that. And of Drake, of course. Yeah.
That's nice. Good. You mentioned that writing. You don't have a problem writing for other people and letting them do it.
That's really nice.
That's where the money at too now.
Yeah, but like, okay, for you, for your music, like, is like, what is your thing when you're writing your music? Like, what is your sanctuary? Is there like a place that you go in your house or a place somewhere?
You got a lot of fat one. Do you got,
you know, like,
you
what is your thing? What is your thing? Tell you go through? That. Are you making confessions? Like,
Well, I used to like just randomly write. I still do. Like, I'll catch a line or something and I'll put it down. And like, just from one little line, I can make a whole song. So
when
it happens that's lit, because I could take that and I could, you know, go to the studio and create a whole song. But I do love sitting in the studio, creating the beat and creating the lyrics at the same time. Like, just catching the whole vibe. But when I'm in the studio, I like to be in the dark. I used to be afraid of the dark, so I feel being in a studio, it kind of helped me grow out of it, because now I'm not afraid. Like, I go to sleep with all the lights off and everything, but I love being in the dark. Definitely got to have can't really say that on camera, but definitely got to have that. Maybe a shot of Hennessy.
A little mood.
For the most part, it just comes out of me. It's really not much to do to channel it.
Okay.
That's good. So, guys, we are live here. If you want to call in, 305-749-6004. 305-749-6004. Call in. That's great. Let me ask you, and we're going to get into the acting part, that being an actress in a few, but, you know, in the game so far with the music, has there been anything that was like a disappointment that you had to, like, maybe get over? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, any kind of, like, setbacks that you could say, damn, I wish I did this differently?
I'm not big on regrets.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, everything happens for a reason. It may frustrate you, but, like, you know, I don't really have too many regrets. Like, damn, I wish I would have never, like, you know, but, we take L's on the... Well, let's not say L's, but we definitely...
Lessons.
Yeah, we take some lessons.
We got a call. Let me see if it's a caller. Let me see. Hold on. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's 17 Lotto. I'm calling from Harlem.
From Harlem. Hey. 17 Lotto from Harlem. What's up, man?
I just want to shout out V in Love. No, I OD love her. Got an OD crush on her.
Aww. Hold on. You're not a stalker now, right? You just got a crush on her, right? You're not.
Nah, I just got a crush on her. I'm Harlem. My okay. name 17 Lotto. _time_
Oh, I see you right there.
Oh, yeah. He making sure you get the Instagram so you can look at him.
Mm-hmm. I love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for supporting me.
You know that New York thing.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Shitting me, period.
All right, for sure. Wait a minute. We're getting some more callers calling in. Hey. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm, like, so excited. My name is Shani. I'm from New York.
New York. Oh, man, the phone line's blowing up. What's up, girl? How can we help you? We want to say something to Vina Love.
Yes. First of all, I want to say congratulations, Vina Love, on everything that you're doing. You are amazing. You are beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I would love to know what advice you could give somebody like me who is starting in music. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. And I'm so excited. I would love to work with you. I mean, you can look me up right now, Shanice_.
We got to write this down. Shy, I'm going to give you a pen.
Do you write her Instagram down? Shanice_. Advice? Definitely, for one, believe in yourself. You're going to hear a lot of no's. Be prepared for that. Absolutely. But find your image. Find what you love. Stay humble. And just keep believing in it. Working at it. The best thing you can do is research. The only thing that beats hard work is knowledge, honestly. Hard work and knowledge, they kind of play into each other. So have those two things. Be talented, look good, smell good, be nice to people, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to work out.
There you go. Smell good. I like that one.
Is it Shanice_, you said?
Shanice, which is actually how it sounds. Shanice_. That's my music page. It's still up and running. My everyday page is Summer Mercy, but that's another story. Mercy with an I. But, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Like I said, you are doing amazing. I see you everywhere. I see you on Roc Nation. I've been following you for many years.
Thank you.
And I just want to shout out to you because everything you said, I'm already doing.
So keep going, mamas. Okay. Keep going.
Good.
Yes, I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well. And I'll see you at the top, baby.
All right.
Listen, if you're doing music, make sure you send it to us at excitementradio.com. We do play all music from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? If you go to the website, you can submit your music. And if it sounds good, I'm going to play you now. Now, if it don't sound right, girl, I ain't going to play you.
It's amazing.
Okay. It's amazing. I'm letting you know now.
Energy.
I just need the polishing behind me. People like y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to get it, mamas. Wishing you luck.
Okay, excitementradio.com?
Yes. Excitementradio.com, baby. All right?
All right. Y'all take care. God
you
bless.
You too. Thank you.
All right, baby.
120 R.I.P. Kobe.
Yes.
There you go. We got another caller. You want to answer that? Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? I'm Antoine Lope. I'm calling live from Harlem.
Shout out to Harlem in the building.
I love this energy.
What's up?
Yeah, Harlem in the building. You know that. Yeah.
There you go. What's up, man? Talk to me. You want to talk to Vina? What's up? Say something.
Of course, man. I've been following Vina for years, man.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, Antoine Lope. That's how you spell it.
Everybody give it a Instagrams, boy.
Yeah, that's just my brand name. That ain't the Instagram exactly. You know.
Right.
But the I after the O usually, but the I before the O. But yeah, man, Vina, I love your voice. I love everything about you, man. You exude confidence. You exude, you know, excellency. Honestly,
thank you so much. Thank you.
See, you got her smiling, man.
Nah, Vina Fire, man. She noticed.
Yeah.
Well, for years, man. I'm the one that offered the 5 for the feature. You feel me?
Oh, heard you. Heard it. But thank you so much. Thank you.
Nah, that's a fact, though, man. You need them type of numbers, man. Mm-hmm, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a fact, because that's the only way we're going to win, right?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I like the energy, man. Mm-hmm. The energy coming through today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Harlem is it, man. We the founders, man. We like the forefathers, but I don't want to really get into it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know? But that's the truth, man. Vina, just keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you so much.
It's always a blessing to see you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always sharing something that, you know, is beneficial, especially for people on the road to success. You know what I mean? And you working hard, you know?
Thank you so much. And I wish you the best as well with your brand. Keep going.
No, thank you very much. I can't stop, won't stop, you know? Thank you.
There you go, man. I appreciate you, my brother.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too, for sure. Thank you.
All right. Wow, man. Round of applause, man. You know what? We gonna keep, if I keep answering these phone lines, we ain't never gonna finish.
Yeah.
So we'll give the lines a break because they blowing up right now. But I do want to say, and I do want to ask you this though: how do you, like? I mean, after being on TV doing music, now you're on TV, now you're going places. Now people notice you. So now, if you're trying to just go somewhere just quietly to have some dinner with the family, now people running up to you, Vina, I love you so much. How is that? Is that something like...
You want to know something?
Yeah, tell me. Tell me the truth now. I want to know.
At home, because I'm still in Harlem. Right. At home, I feel like people notice me, but they're not overbearing.
Like, there you go. They'd be like, oh, that's Vina.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah, like, and like some people will come up like, oh my God, you're Vina. Like, we'll hug. I'll talk to them for a little bit.
Right.
For the most part, everybody's really, really respectful. And I guess because they see like how I carry myself. I'm still outside.
And they ain't got no big bodyguard with you.
Yeah, like, I'm very chill. If you come up to me, I'm going to say hi. We can take pictures. We could talk. We could do all of that.
Uh-huh.
But don't get beat up. Don't get beat up because
there you go.
Gang not too far.
She just gotta snap them fingers, boy.
So don't get beat up. But for the most part, everybody's really, really chill, really, really nice. I feel like soon we'll get to where it's kind of crazy, but chill. Right now we still like
okay.
In the chill
so it's
part.
A transition. That's what I'm trying to say. I know sometimes big stars they get to that point where they don't want to be bothered, but I'm like, wait a minute. There was a time when you wanted to be bothered because the table's turned. You don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
so funny. I see stars and like, I'm like that. I'm like, I won't say hi.
Right.
Like, I'll let them do what they're doing. We was in LA and I saw Justin Bieber in my hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I saw Rick Ross in my hotel. And like, I saw Justin Bieber. I didn't say nothing. Rick Ross like was like talking to me and I was like, yeah. Like real small conversation.
Right.
But I'd be feeling like they don't want to be bothered sometimes. Like, it'd be the end of the night. It'd be like after an event, like they in their hotel. Obviously they want to relax. So
they just
like,
relax.
I just don't like, you know, I'm going to be like, hey, how you doing?
Let's get a picture.
And it's Justin Bieber. Like, come on now. Like, who would want to take a picture?
Well, that's
Justin
true. That's true.
So
that's
I was just
true.
Like, no, he's chilling. Let him just go ahead. But I'd be chilling. I'm with it. I'm with the good vibes.
There you go. That's good. So, okay. So let's do this. I do want to play some of these fire joints that you have. So, let's do this. Let's play the what set it off for me, the air. And then we're gonna jump into these other joint that you have because I know you got the drip song, mm-hmm. which I haven't heard yet. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then you got some other stories, and you also got that joint that you did like that freestyle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I gotta let people hear your lyrics now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this. We're gonna play a couple of these joints. We'll be back with Vina. We are live here 305-749-6004. Hey, call in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all blowing up the phone lines. Call in. Let's show my girl some love, and we'll be right back. All right. Tune into excitementradio.com. We'll be right back. Ben Hopshot, Will, special guest, Vina Love. This song is Air. Let's go.
In your eyes I see me out of the town. Just me and you tonight, yeah. Nobody's around. Boy, what you wanna do? Feeling my body closer to you. Boy, I'm dancing for you. Feeling my body closer to you. Give me a mind, collect all the thoughts in your head. Give me a heart, protect you from thoughts in your head. Feel it in the dark, I can feel you from afar.
Excitement Radio.
Keeping it hot.
For the best music and entertainment.
You're rocking with the best.
Excitement Radio. You better ask somebody.
It's my 22nd birthday, and I feel so damn good. Now, normally I don't do this, but I'm really feeling myself. You shitting me? Get money, sis, don't act funny, sis. Pull up to the telly and I'm grabbing on your honey, sis. I ain't with the funny shit, making it spending money quick. You begging and feeding for his dick, he trying to work me quick. Oh, you mad, mad, sis, you doing bad, bad. You can have that, I don't even want that. I'm real pussy and he really trying to kiss me. Want me to have his babies, tell his friends that I'm his baby. Got them diamonds going crazy, I got diamond at work and angels spending money. Like I'm a label, sticky like licking maple. And then I look good, hair real flicky, huh? In the bag, bitch, Chanel or Celine, huh? And he look good, I want him, I'ma get him, huh? Ain't got my license, but bitch, I'm really racing, huh? Sis, your front too, it does what it wanna do. And I do, whatever I got to. Sis, he ain't fucking me, sis. Ain't pulling up on me, sis. I don't know who he be, sis. I don't know who he be with. You really need a seat, sis. But let me get my keys, sis. I'm leaving from the east, sis. Tell me that I'm OD, I'm lit, but I'm low key. Bitches swear they know me. Niggas tryna hold me. Can't wait to put them racks all on my chain and push my G, baby. I got the wagon in the wagon, yeah, it's heavy, baby. I'm real light, but the melanin is in me, baby. I'm tryna rule the world, but I'm still from the block, baby. I'm looking on a 56 icy. Heard the hella feisty. Classy and I'm spicy. Mama raised me nicely. Daddy gave me advice, he told me tread lightly, keep my foot on their neck, don't let them get by. And it's my 22nd birthday, sis, I'm grown. Henny being full of feck and I ain't going home. And it's a hollow world, bitch, never forget where I'm from. Cause if it wasn't for the town, being in love wouldn't be known.
That's right, that's right. Some fire right there. That's VV22. VV22. So why we call it VV22? That was like the birthday.
Yeah, anthem. It was my 22nd birthday, and it was like the first time I was putting out a rap song.
Right.
And my cousin Brianna, she was like, we gotta do something crazy for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
So I went and I like wrote this rap in like a couple hours, actually.
Uh-huh.
We went and recorded it probably like the day before my birthday or something like that. Uh-huh. A couple days, and yeah, that's what it turned out to be.
Let me ask you, was it like easier to rap? Because if you've been singing, was it like easy? Was it a little harder? Mm-hmm. Did you have to do more takes? Like, how was the whole vibe?
It was so crazy. It was actually way easier. Uh-huh. It's like the writing part. When I write like songs, uh-huh. I write them as poetry.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
It's like it's already coming out as a rap. It's all just right. about like the delivery. Like,
okay, there you go.
If I'm gonna sing it R&B way, if uh-huh, I'm gonna sing uh-huh. it a country way, if I'm gonna sing it a rock way, like, so it really is. It really has nothing to do with the words. It just has to do with the delivery.
The delivery.
So I had to find my rap voice though. That was a little hard. Like, okay, what do I sound like? Like, so I was a little not really shy to the people in the studio,
uh-huh.
but like shy to myself. Like, what am I?
And you got that voice
like?
Already, girl.
Right. Like, you really have a great voice.
So thank you so much. So yeah. Once I found it, we was good to go. Like we probably spent like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours on a song, and then we was done.
We got this caller. Let's see, caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good, family?
What's good? What's good?
What's up? I ain't frying. Going from a dirty ass New York nigga. You heard? I just called to tell Vina that she's a fuck. Wait, could I curse?
Yeah, go ahead, man. You can curse.
Right. I just called to tell Vina that she's a fucking star.
Thank you. Thank you.
In fact, we trust you. Already know, Vina. Keep on doing what
thank
you're doing.
Thank you.
What you want, honey? I'm off this. Bye.
There you go.
A dirty New York nigga is really crazy. Like, you
yeah, man.
Go
no.
away like that.
I see. New York is definitely has your back, man. That's good.
That's great.
That's good.
Love
man.
From home.
Yes.
That's
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
We need more of that, man. Mm-hmm. I, you know, is it your goal to try to bring some R&B back into the set? Like, or are you
oh,
trying
yeah,
to like?
Absolutely.
So, okay.
I don't really. I feel like right now.
Uh-huh.
Again, like. R&B where it is right now, I feel mm-hmm. like it's dominated by women.
Right.
And I feel like it's great. Like
okay.
I have literally no complaints. The writing is amazing. Mm-hmm. You got people like her. You got people like Summer Walker.
Yes.
You have people,
yes.
Kehlani, SZA. You have all these people. And then you have other women like Koi. You got,
yes.
you got Koi. You have so many people. Like so many. And so,
so many. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's so versatile too. That's what makes it so dope. Like it's so many different people and they're young. So it makes it so lit. Like I'm really happy with where it is right now. But
right.
it can always be better. It
there
can
you
always
go.
Grow. True. It could always, you know, turn into something else. So if I could contribute to that, I would love to.
Yeah, because I noticed you are an R&B baby. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that girl be yeah. singing.
If y'all want to call in, 305.
Who would be an R&B singer that you would work with? Even from before.
Mary J. Blige. That's like
oh,
number
there you go.
One.
I can see that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. that's
yes,
my number one.
That's
Mary
a good
J.
combo.
Mary J. be killing it too, mm-hmm. man. Yeah, that's uh-huh. hot. I could see y'all two together, too.
Yes.
You want to call in 305-749-6004. I know phone lines are blowing up, man. So, you know, I'm trying to pick up the phone in between, you know what I'm saying? I got to let Vina talk now. Y'all blowing up the lines, but I got to let Vina get some words in, too, now. But, yeah, if y'all want to call in, 305-749-6004, that's good. So let's talk about the acting, the whole TV show thing that the reality TV it's growing up hip hop, mm-hmm. right? So walk us through that. Like, how did you even, you know, get involved in that? And, you mm-hmm. know, what made you want to do that?
They actually reached out like a year prior to.
Okay.
And I always said, if you know me, if you've been watching me, I always said, like, I would never do reality TV. Like, that's not my thing. Like, I can't fake being mad because I'm going to really be
right.
mad. And now
you really going to put somebody in the head, right? Like,
like we're really going to have a problem. So it was something I always wanted to stay away from. And I never uh-huh. wanted to jeopardize my career for any or for anything just because we literally built it from the ground up. Like,
uh-huh.
we didn't
yes.
get put on. So it was like for me to go and potentially ruin my career, I wasn't really
right.
with it.
Got you.
So when they reached out the first time, I was like, nah, like, I'm good.
Okay.
And they reached out again a year later, like right before they started taping. And the conversation was like, okay, this is a family-based show. It involves you, your father, your music. Like, this is what we want you to see. And then the cast members, it was like, I didn't really know everybody. But then once I met everybody,
right,
I was
right,
like,
right.
okay, like, this could be cool. Like, you yeah. know, we probably got a little bit more control over what
right.
we want to do and what we don't want to do. So if you watch the season, like,
mm-hmm.
you see me into some things. But for the majority of the show, like, there was a lot of things I wasn't into, like a lot of drama I wasn't involved in because I had a choice to not involve myself.
Okay.
So I was actually really, really okay with that. I watched the season now. I'm happy about it. Me and my castmates are great. Me and the network is great. Mm-hmm. They love the show. And
That's good.
Yeah, it worked out. It really worked out.
All right. So on the show, who's like the most drama person?
My
on
aunt.
It? Oh, your aunt?
Yeah. It would be my side of the family. But yeah, my aunt Medina, she's a firecracker.
Oh.
She's a wonderful person. She's a great person. But her personality, she's pure fire. Uh-huh. Whatever's on her mind, she's going to say what's on her mind.
Right.
I'm the same way, but I'm just a little bit milder with it.
Right.
Yeah. She's very much like, listen, I'm a grown-ass woman. This is what I said.
Okay.
So that's her energy. And, you know, like, we got into some things. We got out of some things.
There you
like,
go.
But it was a good show. Overall, it was a really good show.
That's good. So if y'all haven't checked that out, definitely go check it out. Growing up hip hop. And let's get this caller. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? My name is Marcus. I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, hey. Chi-Town in the building. What's up? Talk to me, man.
What's good? I was just trying to see if he could sing something.
Oh! What you trying to do here?
Okay.
You trying to do like America Got Talent something?
Let's see. I always sing Mary J. Blige, so that's what I'm going to go for. Time on my hands since you've been away, boy, and I ain't got no plans, no, and the sound of the rain against my window pane, it's slowly driving me insane. Ooh. Boy, I'm going down, 'cause you went around, baby, my world's upside down.
There you go.
Yay. Truck horn for Hub.
Round of applause. Where my truck horn at? I got to do a truck horn on that one. There you go. Oh, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, for sure. I'm going to tell you, this is why people look at you and say you're a star. Because
you
know how, like, you know, you tell somebody, oh, a singer, and they be like, oh, no, I don't feel like I'm not up. You just like, all right, I got you. And then you just started doing it. So this shows that you are a natural born entertainer, a star, because it does not faze you. You get up and you do it, and you just do it like the do. Call it, hey, just sing. Okay, I got you. Blah, 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 and that's it. And then you deliver it too. It wasn't like you just did it. You delivered. So
thank you.
Round of applause to you, girl.
Thank
wow,
you
man.
So much.
Damn, I don't know what to ask now because you like.
It's the truth.
She killed it just now, boy.
Thank you.
That's great, boy. So coming up, I know you in town for Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. So we got some shows lined up. What you got lined up? Let's talk about what you got lined up while you down here.
So I will be at Viewtopia tonight.
Viewtopia, there you go.
Super excited. I think we perform like somewhere after 9.
Okay.
And I'm performing my single Drip. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited about that. I love this song. My dad, he did a remix to Drip as well. So that's what I'll be performing. So you guys will hear that.
And we're going to play that.
Oh, also, we're dropping an exclusive today.
Yes.
Me and Swave from the Bronx, we did a song together. And it's different for both of us. It's really a good song. So that's releasing. So everybody will have that. Even you guys on my live, everybody watching.
Nice.
You have a new song coming out. And so I'll be also at Snoop Dogg's party tonight. If you're in Miami, I'll be there as well. And just catch me in Miami somewhere. I'll be around. I'll be outside.
Ah, that's nice. What can we expect with show? Like, when you do a show, do you have, like, the whole setup with the background dances?
Yeah.
And
not today. Today I don't.
Okay. But, I mean, in general, like, when you do a show performance, so you actually be in the studio practicing with the dancers to get the movement down. I think that's very important.
Yes. Image is everything.
Yes.
A lot of people feel like, I'm the star, that's it. and they don't need nobody else. Not true. Uh-huh. When you're on stage and you have people behind you, it fills up the stage. But I went to a performing arts school, so that's certain, those are things I just learned, I picked up. So when you have dancers on stage, it just makes it a show.
Makes it a show.
Rather than just a performance, it's a show. It's like a show. You're entertaining. You have they have their outfits on, and it coincides with yours. Yeah. Like, it's just a whole entire vibe. We don't have that today, unfortunately. Shout out to my dancers, my choreographer, ZP, Kiana Dino, Angie, Noah, everybody. I love you guys so much. Thank you. But yeah, they're not here.
No, sadly. But the reason I asked you that, because like I said, I think a lot of artists that are coming into the game kind of fail to put that piece of the puzzle in when they do shows. Because and like you said, when you're on stage, you want to give them a show. Yeah. I think that's why Dougie Fresh. Right, that's why I think, like, I use Dougie for example. Like, when Dougie does a show, he actually puts on a show and gets you all into it, man. So that's the whole thing about just putting a show, whether it be dances, however you put it together, put a show together,
like,
right?
Just going up there and standing there.
Yeah.
And singing with the mic stand. Like, every time I do a show, they ask me if I want a mic stand. I'm like, no. Like, why are you so, like, why you don't like them? I don't need it.
Because you want to move around.
You are in this one spot. Then when you decide to move, you got this big pole standing. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, so I love being able to move around and, like, putting on the show is the best part. And I look at people like Beyonce. You watch a Beyonce tour and it's like, all right, even if you're not a singer, now you want to sing because you just watch a Beyonce show. Even Cardi B, she's a rapper. Her stage sets and her dancers and everything, like, it gets you excited. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's really important to have, if it's not dancers, if you want to have gymnasts behind you doing flips or whatever it is, but putting on a show is definitely key to me. And being remembered, like, if you never heard my song before, if you don't remember my name, you will say, like, oh, remember that girl that performed? And then you see me again. Like, oh, that's her.
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's true.
And I always say that. You should put, you know, visuals together with your show so that way, you know, people remember you. Because like you said, you're using more senses. Your hearing, sight, all of that. So,
Right. And you have a unique voice as too. It's bubbly, but you have a little tone in there. And there's nothing wrong with that, girl. Yep. People are going to love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You stick out with it.
That's
great.
So let's do this. I do want to jump into this joint. Now, you sent me one... featuring A Boogie?
That's Test Move. We did a remix to Look Back At It. I, like, made a video on Instagram. And he was, like, creating his album, and that was one of the songs he was remixing. So when he heard my video, he was like, you have to come get on the song. So we did it, and it worked out pretty, pretty well.
All right, so let's jump into that, and we'll come right back. Like I said, we are live here. We in the MIA Super Bowl weekend. If you want to call in, 305-749-6004. We'll be right back. Let's go.
diamond ring. The way you walking, the way you talking, it's all because of me. The way I'm all on you. Girl, you know it's true. The way I speak, it's my melody. Don't you ever think it's another me. Girl, on everything, it's a lot on me. I cannot be sick, I cannot be taking apologies. Yeah, they bout on me, cause that bag on me. Yeah, they after me. I got racks on me, got the stash on me. They gassing me, yeah. Hoodie on low, but I stay focused, yeah. It's hard to stay low and everybody know this, yeah. Look back at it, she ain't never do this before, but she good at it. Cause she never made love, but she good at it. She make me feel good when I look at it. I get goosebumps when I look at it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun with it. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun.
That's right. Look back at it. Rap, rap, that, that. Uh-huh. Tune into excitementradio.com. That's how we do. Yeah, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. We back, we back. We are back. Round of applause to my special guest that's in the building. Vina Love. Girl, you doing it, girl. You're doing it, girl. Yo, I'm telling you, man, you got some club bangers here, man. That's, like I said, joints that be in the club just get you just bobbing your head, moving, and just vibing, man. Like it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And Ted Smooth, man, for some reason, every time you hook up with Ted, boy, y'all doing some magic, man. Yep. Yeah, man, y'all doing some magic, man. So
we got a lot of stuff.
Wow. I'm going to tell you, man. Do you feel the game is a little difficult or easier to kind of break into now? Like, especially as a female artist. I know female artists are definitely in the forefront now. They're doing a lot more. But do you feel because there's a lot more females, it may be harder for the upcoming female to come in?
No, I feel like it's actually easier because you can see what's already there. So okay. You can go in another direction. You can, like, figure out what your thing is. You know what's already there, so it's kind of like a cheat code almost. Like, like you see what's already there. So it's like, let me not do that. Okay. Let me do this. So
is it a lot of, like, what do you call that? Like alley cat? Like, what do you call when the females fight? Yeah. Like, females fighting each other. Like, is it a lot of...
I don't really see it.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, I don't see it. It doesn't really come to me.
Okay.
Don't get beat up.
There you go.
That's the second time she said that, y'all.
You need to get a t-shirt. Don't get beat up.
Don't get beat up. Honey. I'm not a violent person, but don't get beat up. But yeah, I don't really get that energy. And I mean, more than that, I don't really I have my team.
Right.
And that's really who I stick with.
Like, yeah.
I'm not really like a friend, female, like, right. I'm not really like on that vibe. Just because, like, you know, everybody got their own vibe.
Right.
I don't
want
to deal with, you know, somebody potentially being catty. I'm not opposed to having female friends, but for the most part, I really do, like, stay to myself.
So you stay to yourself. Do your thing. You stay to yourself.
Just to avoid, you know, like, the extra drama.
Well, he say, she say, and then, Instagram beef and the Twitter beef.
Girlfriends, that brings boy drama, if you, like, don't think about it. Because it's like a guy likes you that you don't even know, and now a girl's mad because, like, she like him, and it's like,
yeah, and then, but he like you.
Yeah, like, you know, like, it just brings a lot of stuff.
You took my man. I didn't know he was yours.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff, so I don't really like
That's how I go down?
Sometimes, yeah. It goes a little crazy.
Wow.
Look at me.
Girl. No. I see you, girl. I see what you do. And I do notice you do have your own little clique that you hang out with your friends. And it's always the same people. I've noticed
and
that about you.
Too, so
see?
Like,
so let me ask you, with that being said, is there like a significant other or a side piece in the picture? I don't know.
So crazy?
All these guys gonna be calling like, let me hear this answer.
You know what's so crazy? Y'all would never know. Unless I, you know, like, I was in a relationship and I was in this relationship for a long time, like, I would never publicly, like, say I was.
So you would keep it.
Yeah, until I was, like, secure and I was sure, like, this is the person I'm going to be with, like, but for the most part.
Don't blame me.
Wait a minute.
I don't blame
you.
You
got to explain the secure part. See, I'm a dude. So secure to us may mean something.
Like,
what do you mean?
It's like, official.
You're gonna put a ring on the finger?
No.
Like, it's official.
That's what I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, we established, like, we're in a relationship,
right?
And we are okay with publicly being in a relationship.
Okay,
right.
If I don't get that, nah.
So why would a guy? That's what I'm trying to. Because I'm trying to understand how y'all see it. Like, why would a guy not? Like, if y'all dating, y'all going out, you know, y'all go. Why wouldn't a guy be okay with?
You mean like me specifically?
Yeah, like, if a guy's dating you, why wouldn't a guy be?
Well, I'm still young, and they probably have other situations that they're attending that to. And, you know, like, a lot of guys don't want to say, like, yep, that's my girl.
That's
like,
her.
They're mm-hmm. not there yet. Like, I'm still
so,
in the
so
age.
So mentally,
where,
they're not there.
Yeah, like, I'm still in the age group of where I'm dealing with guys who are, like, you know, 21.
You would rather deal with older guys or
no,
younger guys?
No.
You
no.
like that age no. group.
Yeah, I like my age group.
Okay.
That's but nice. I know that it comes with a lot of nonsense.
Maturity, so, yeah. So than, they need to be mature.
Rather than be like, yeah, this is my man and we're public and we're great. Right. That's the way to protect myself.
Okay, I don't blame you, especially you have so much going on. You got to make sure that person is yeah. really truly
like
there they, for
yeah,
you.
Like he got to be right. And then like, I'm not a normal person anymore.
No, so, no.
You do something, the first thing you do is going to come directly to me and yes. now my boyfriend's a cheater. Like, you know, it's just like a lot.
Well, not only that, he has to be a very, a person that's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Because he has to be
secure with himself.
Secure,
as well.
That's what I'm secure because people walk up to you and be like, hey, Vina, boom. Now you're meeting big stars, you know, and they hugging up on you. Hey, Vina, how you doing? Now he got to be secure. I mean, like,
right. And a lot of guys won't be able to handle that.
Yeah. And I just feel like, you know, if you know me, mm-hmm. I'm very transparent. If I'm dealing with somebody, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what matters. You should know me. At the end of the day, this is my job. This is what I have to tend
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
I'm not the kind of person that just jumps on anybody's wagon. So
no.
it takes a lot to impress me for be like, all right, same I'm leaving here. This man and I'm going to go with, like, right. I don't really like do mm-hmm. stuff like that. So
right.
if you're not secure in yourself and you're not secure
there
in
you
who I am and what I mean to you and what you know I would do and wouldn't do, that's your problem, and I don't got time for that. So you can go.
I don't blame
be
you
with somebody
one bit.
Else. Yeah, it's a
it,
lot.
It won't work. It won't work.
No,
yeah, it won't work.
It won't work.
But it's the dating for me right now. I don't really like. It's a lot. So,
okay, so.
It's definitely a lot.
Damn.
So if I could stay away from it,
just put it on pause for now. Have fun.
But
so you don't want to. I'm saying
know.
You don't want to like.
You wouldn't know.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't want to like eventually. I mean, you know, I know the music career, of course, is what you're mm-hmm. focusing on. But later on down the line, would you want to get married, settle down, have kids?
I want 5 kids.
5?
Yeah.
Ooh, she already said the number
like,
2.
I see it.
You like, sound like my wife because she said the same number to me. I thought she was joking.
I'm serious. But like, I see myself. Like mm-hmm. having I don't know if I'm gonna get married, but I see myself spending the rest of my life with somebody and
uh-oh,
having
somebody
kids
calling
and,
now.
You know?
They might be trying to propose now. Hold on. calling you live.
Don't.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's going on? I'm calling from Miami. Just showing love to my sis Vina. What up, Vina?
Hey.
What's up, dog? Okay, what's going on? Say something to Vina, man. Talk to her.
What's going on, Vina? How are you, man? I pray you many blessings this new decade. We are blessed to be alive, to be seeing another day. I don't know if you remember when we performed over there at SOB's. I just want to wish you more fortune, more solitude, and more blessings for your future. You got a big future ahead of you, and I can't wait to see you at the top.
Thank you so much, and I'm wishing you the best as well. Thank you.
Thank you. You know how we rock up there in the north, you know what I mean?
There you go.
Right, energy.
All right, my brother. Thank you, my brother.
No problem.
Easy now. All right, for sure. Yes, the love is everywhere today. The love is everywhere. That's good. That's good. So we talked about what you got going on, why you here. You know, what's some other places that you've been to that you kind of like? Can you remember like a situation where you were on a stage or something that was like just so like surreal for you? It was like, whoa, stuff. Like, wow. Anything like that?
This past November, my team and I, we opened up for Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm,
it was nice.
Me, Megan, and Static Selecta. He DJed my set. And it was in Brooklyn for Steve Madden. It was like a Steve Madden show.
Okay.
And it was amazing.
Megan is like big time blowing
for
up.
For us to be like for me to be the only other person to perform.
Wow.
Was insane. Like it was absolutely insane. And then it was in New York. The crowd was also insane. If you perform in New York and you're not like blown up, like it's hard to get them to pay attention and really like what you're doing. But the energy was amazing, the crowd was amazing, and it was really a dope show.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And I was amazed that Steve Madden even like, you know, like reached out like, hey, like,
so they reached out to you and said, hey, we want
really
you to
nice.
Open up
for really, really nice.
That's
phenomenal.
Great. That's great. I've seen you do stuff like Jamie Foxx too.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was insane. It was like a whole weekend actually.
Uh-huh.
I told this story before. I believe we went to DJ Khaled's birthday party.
Right, DJ Khaled. Uh-huh.
And we came back and my dad was on the plane with Jamie and he played air for him. He was like, well, I'm having a pop-up shop in New York, so I wanted to come perform. And when I got there, probably like the next night, he knew the words and everything. I was singing it. He was singing it with me. I'm looking at him while I'm performing, like, you dead know the words. Mm-hmm. Like,
that means he was listening to that.
Yeah, like
that means he was listening to it over and over and over and over, like I did. Like, I'm telling you. And this is why I say, when you know you got a good song, like when you hear, you want to hear it again and again and again,
and you know the words.
And then now he learned the words. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was amazed. And it was so funny because, like, I'm singing, but I'm looking at him and I'm thinking what I'm thinking, and I feel like he's talking to me. Like, head to head, like, yeah, know the words, keep singing.
Wow. That's so amazing.
Nice, it was really, really cool. It was cool.
Damn, that's amazing.
And I was at home too. That was in New York, so that was even more fun.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's amazing. I like that. I like I like that. So let's do this now. We have what we have over here, and like, with your joints here. Let's see. We played all that. We didn't get to
Drip and Twisted.
So we want to do Drip last, right? Is that what you want to do last?
No, I'd rather do Twisted last.
Okay, yeah, so let's jump into Drip. Now, what's the story with Drip? Talk to me about this song.
Drip is about a boy.
It's about a boy.
Regular stuff. But, so my producer had, I don't know what's happening here. Oh, my producer had, he was like up one morning, like 7 a.m. I'm not a morning person at all.
Okay, there you go.
So, but I just happened to like wake up. And like see him on live, and he was playing the beat on live. And I was like, okay, all right, this is nice. Send me this right now. So I went, I wrote to it, and I went in the studio that night. I recorded it probably like, I was really recording it just like as a draft, but it turned into more than that. And we loved it. We absolutely loved it. And we held the song for a minute, a couple months, and then we went and we shot the video. And that turned out phenomenal as well. Grown Up Hip Hop came to the video shoot to shoot the shoot. And yeah, it was great. It's a great song. It's bubbly, it's up, it's fun. But like, you, if you hear the words, it's like, who is she talking?
So you're talking about somebody, huh?
Yeah, it's cute.
Is it anybody in particular?
Let me hear the words before I ask them questions. Well, I want to hear the
answer
words.
Answer me yet, though. Is it anybody in particular, or is it just something that you would
No, it's definitely somebody in particular. Okay. We can't say.
That's cool.
We can't say. let me see. We can't talk about that.
Let me see how he came across.
Yeah.
If he came across right or wrong. All right, so with that being said, go ahead and introduce the song. Let's jump into it, man.
It's your girl, Vina Love, and we out here in Miami, and this is my new single. Well, not even new anymore, right? This is my single, Drip, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
There you go. Y'all keep it locked. Let's go. Let's go.
Click on a beat with another hitter.
Tomorrow.
right. That's right. I like this. Vina Love. It's called Drip. It's fire right here. You tune in. ExcitementRadio.com. Ben Hop Shot. Well, special guest, Vina Love. I like that, girl. Oh,
thank
man.
You.
Round of applause on that
yes,
one, girl.
I'm
oh,
gonna
man.
Say, like, your music, they're all hits. They
thank
sound
you.
Very good, and I like how you have a different tone for each song. You know, you're going with the vibe of the song, which is always a great thing.
Thank you.
Oh, I no. love it.
So I could tell this dude right here, he must have
who
a, he must have a big Kool-Aid smile on his face, boy.
Does he know?
Yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. He got that super duper Kool-Aid smile on mm-hmm. his face, boy.
He better.
Yeah, let's take a trip.
Dip,
smoke this spliff, spliff. No, what? I like that. That's definitely something I could play on Love Jones.
Oh man, mm-hmm. that's nice.
I like
nice.
It, girl.
And thank it's a you. Video for it. Wow, I gotta I like definitely it, check out the video. So we could expect all this tonight on stage?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. I see that. See that. You're going to have a good time, boy. That's nice.
I am.
That's good. Wow. I like that. I like that. How's so I know the support is definitely heavy in New York, but when you go to other cities, you know, how's the support in other cities? Do you see people catching on to the mm-hmm. Vina Love movement?
Yes. My second favorite place in the whole world is Atlanta.
Ah,
and they
nice.
Are... beyond supportive from the moment I started coming out there.
Yeah.
Right, so they love.
I've heard yes. that a lot about Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I think, Atlanta is a place where, you know, they welcome that new yeah. vibe and they yeah. welcome, as long as it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is what I try to tell artists, man. When you do music, man, you don't have to pay no DJ to play your music. If mm-hmm. your shit is hot,
you won't have to pay.
The motherfucker's gonna play it, man. Like
I
if
saw
you...
something earlier. Somebody, it was like a promotion uh-huh. on Instagram, and they like posted mm-hmm. a picture of me and was like, "If you want your stuff promoted, like contact us at X, Y, and Z." Mm-hmm. And I was just like, "It's so crazy how they're a promotion company, and I would have used them. Like I would have been like right. one of the people like contacting them to promote my stuff, and now they're promoting it for free to get other people to
yeah.
use them to promote their stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's just so crazy. Like if you're worth it, and people think that, then they will support you.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Music. If you put out good quality music, like I heard Dr. Dre the other day say. The problem with music is that people rush to put it out.
True.
You know, you don't have to rush. You know, what's the rush? Like, make sure you put out good
yeah.
good material. You know what I'm saying? Because if you do put out real good material, it's going to last through the time. Like I said, and music is timeless.
Right.
Like I said, how long ago did you release Air? Like, a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah, that was probably 2017, I believe.
That's it? Okay, look at that. 3 years ago, and you play that today, that joint is fire.
Hot.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
that's how music is. Mm-hmm. So
timeless.
As long as you put out quality, it's always going to be hot.
Yeah.
Always going to be hot. So
mm-hmm.
keep doing that.
Thank
keep
you.
Doing that. Good, good. Where do you see yourself maybe like 3 to 5 years down the line?
Hopefully in my new house. With my G-Wagon.
Not the 5 kids yet, though, right?
No,
okay,
not yet.
Okay.
We got like seven years.
She got
seven,
time.
Eight. Yeah, like
yes.
7, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully there and working on my next album.
Okay.
Either, yeah, pretty much like 3 to 5 years, I should be like heading towards my like second, maybe third album.
Okay.
I'm in no rush at all. I want to enjoy my career as much
good.
As I can.
Good.
Yes.
Just traveling a lot. I want my mom to have the big kitchen that she wants.
There you go. Mom likes
that's
to cook.
That's fine. We coming over to eat. Yeah.
Mom like to cook?
She ain't going to be the one cooking.
No, but I'm saying she like to cook?
Not no more.
Oh, okay.
Not no more.
Mom said to help
not
that.
No more. She wants a nice kitchen that she doesn't have to cook in. So that's what we're going to get her. Get her a nice chef, you know?
Aw, you so
and,
sweet.
I want to be in a position where I'm comfortable.
Yes.
Financially stable.
Yes.
My family is financially stable.
Yes.
And I'm traveling. I'm doing what I love.
I think the key with that is to have a good team behind you. A good team. I think you mentioned that earlier today,
yep.
and I just want to, you know, kind of touch on it again. Yes, a good team behind you definitely helps the journey, helps to put the production of everything.
Right.
Because everybody plays a position. And
yep.
I think a lot of times people don't understand that. Like when you dealing, like, say, with the music, you have the artist, mm-hmm. which you are the artist, but you need that team around you that's right. going to handle everything else.
And everybody got a job. And my whole team is my family members. Everybody has
right.
a job.
Nice. Like, which is good.
Everybody has something to do, whether you went to school for it or not. Okay. If you're around, you got to do something.
Exactly.
And, like, people say it all the time, like, I want to be a part of your team. I want to go on tour. I want to do this. But, like, you have to contribute in some kind of way. Like, nobody's right. around just lagging. Like,
see?
Because we all got to get up and work.
You can't. No, no, you can't. Yeah, we always have that. We always have yep. that. I mean, you know, kind of like I was looking at, what's my man, the comedian, Kevin Hart, mm-hmm. his little documentary thing. Right. And that's how he made it.
Mm-hmm.
He made it with his team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had his team because he had two other comedians with him. So when they went around, it was like they did a whole mm-hmm. show. So they get, and it was a whole team that came together, right. and that's how they did it. And then, you know, made more and bigger and got bigger and bigger. So you right. got to have that team. You can't mm-hmm. do it by yourself. So that's
the dopest
great.
Part. The dopest part about my team is mm-hmm. like everybody. Every okay, so my older brother, he's my choreographer.
Okay,
he's a dancer though.
Good. So he actually knows.
So,
what,
so he knows.
So he knows what
doing.
The hell he's doing. Exactly. It ain't like
my other choreographer. The same thing. Like if we're not working, they're working on what they do. My cousin Brianna, she used to be my assistant, and uh-huh. now she's like going into PR and like you know like just finding her path. Like everybody's really into like everything that they're doing on their own. So when we come as a collective, everything they learned everywhere else, we just bringing it together. We're bringing it to the forefront together. So
beautiful.
It's just pushing forward and forward.
That's exactly great, how it needs to be.
Great, great. So with that being said, we definitely want to wrap it up. But before we wrap it up, we got to play.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, let me send him the live, too, so he could like.
We got to.
Because he doesn't even know I'm doing this. He just wants me to put the song out.
You're going to make his day, girl.
Yeah.
How do you pick your tracks? Let's like, see. you got to, do you, you know, do you pick the tracks? Or, like, how do you vibe on your track? Like, the actual production?
I choose everything. I don't like
it gotta connect with you.
Yeah,
right.
Like I can't if it don't feel right, like if I'm having a hard time in the studio creating something that like
okay, so you let it go.
Yeah, like we're not gonna force something because I know mm-hmm. a good song always just comes out.
There
it
you
always
go.
Comes out so naturally. So if I'm having a really hard time, it's just like all right, this ain't it, and we're not even gonna keep wasting
okay,
time.
Okay, so you're not gonna waste
or
time.
Or wasting money too, because ain't nobody
True.
Paying for the session.
Right.
There you go.
So but, yeah, I definitely choose all my beats. I sit down again with my team.
Mm-hmm.
I make the song, and then we sit as a collective and see if we even like the song. I like to do drafts, though.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to finish a song, but I do like to do drafts so that we can hear if it even makes sense to keep going
to keep
with the song.
Going with it.
But, yeah, we
but that
definitely
goes back
have step-by-step process.
That's exactly. That goes back to what Dre was saying. Like, I heard him say,
take
you know,
the steps.
Take your time. Take mm-hmm. your time. There's no, it's no rush. Listen mm-hmm. to it. Even you could be in the studio all day doing a song.
Yeah.
Okay, give it a break. Come mm-hmm. back. Listen to it again.
Yeah. Even with putting it out, like yeah. I take forever. If you know me, I take forever to put out music,
right.
and it's not because I don't have it. I have enough music for two albums right,
right
now.
Right.
But it's just like it got to be right. The timing got to be right. If I could push my career off of not putting out no music,
mm-hmm.
and then when I decide to put out music and make it even more lit, why not? Like
mm-hmm.
if you have that, if you built that for yourself, then you should use it. But like you could drop 15 songs in 1 month and. Only one
and,
of them
and,
is
and about
like,
shit, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And
yeah.
then you just wasted 15 songs
exactly.
that you could have made a project out of. Like it's just like you know, be cautious and be smart about your timing and
there
you know
you
all
go.
Of that.
Beautiful,
yeah.
beautiful man. So with that being said, we got this joint right here. Now let me get it ready here. Boom, boom, boom. It's called Twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's I know the last one Drip was about to do. Now, what's the Twisted about?
This one is about all my exes. Y'all all suck.
Except
for one. Y'all all suck, though. But, this song is, it's facts. It's, this song is real, like, this goes for guys and girls. Like, you, like, when you'll hear it.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. So, let's say one of the exes come back and say, you know, I'm going to act right. I'm going to do right. You're not going to give them a chance?
You know what?
Okay.
Right. I've never been in a relationship for less than 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So within those 2 years, you must have gotten so many chances from me
ah.
that I said for us to even separate, I had to be like, yeah, you're a dub. You don't get it.
What?
You don't understand it.
So what was the like the nail in the coffin that like made it like, okay, we can't do this no more for you?
When I don't want to kiss you no more.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
serious because
that's, serious.
That's very because
once the physical attraction is cut, like if you so disrespectful
wow.
that I don't
yeah.
even want to kiss you,
yeah,
then
it's
I don't want to. Yeah,
it's
pretty
over.
Much over. So yeah.
yeah,
and I'm really one of those people. Like I don't take everything to heart, but like you got to really do something to me for me to be like, yeah, I can't deal with you no more. So if I get to that part, to that point, it's something wrong with you. It's not me. Right. It's really
you. That's true. It's so really it takes a lot for it to get you, you know, upset.
Well, I think women in general are like that.
No,
like,
not all.
You know what I'm saying? No.
You know,
I'm
like, saying women, I stick around not because I'm weak, but because I know people mess up. We're young. Like, I know people mess up and, like, you know, you need a chance to redeem yourself. Right. But if I give you 5 chances to redeem yourself, and you ain't get it together
within the 2 years.
Yeah, okay. It ain't me. It's you.
That's a lot of chances.
Yeah, a lot of chances. Yeah. That's
you
true.
Go, girl. But that's great because now when you find the guy of your dreams, you're gonna know if that's the one.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
That's true.
You will.
I mean, you know, the ratio. They say there's like 10, 20 women to one man out here. One man.
I mean, look, do your thing, but I'm not gonna be one of the 20. So, figure that shit out by yourself.
See?
Hit me when you're done. And
you better tell them.
Hit me when you finish, bro.
Tell them. Like,
there's a lot of thirsty girls out there, though, man.
And, like, that's the thing, though. Like, I understand. Like, I was raised with all boys. Like, I get what it's like. All my friends are guys. So, we're in that age where, especially if you cute, you lit, you got money, you outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's girls everywhere. This is the time of your life to enjoy that. But don't drag somebody with you because you want to have them there until you're done doing what you're doing. And now they all damaged. And then by the time you're ready to be with them, you can't because they so messed up.
Like, yeah,
that's what I don't agree with.
Don't
but
bring them along.
Yeah, live your life. Do what you gotta do. But
see, mama didn't raise no fool.
They got it twisted. Yeah. That's
they got it twisted. Exactly.
All right. So with that being said, go ahead and introduce. This is a world premiere right here. You know the new joint. Go ahead and do that.
This is an exclusive premiere, first time being heard. Swave HMG, Vena Love, Twisted, and I hope you guys love it and enjoy it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Sounds special. But forget you. The crazy part is, you're gonna be right back. And that's a fact.
This how you feel. 'Cause you don't do enough, but you want my life.
You don't hold another vibe, I be wasting all this time, yeah.
You don't do enough, but you want my life.
You got me twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted.
You got me twisted.
When it came to you, I was all for you. But you changed up, you acting like I owe you.
Yeah.
I seen y'all riding, but I still spoil you. Friends told me not to fuck with you, but I was real on you. You went through my phone, you went ballistic. Gave me apologies, but you acting nothing different. Wouldn't reply to me, throwing subs on your Insta. Niggas told me to dead it, but now I wouldn't listen. Yeah. I used to ply you with some great sex. Yeah, I took a L, but I faced that. All the memories we had, I erased that. Girl, this is time we can take back. We can take back.
Bring that one back from the top.
DJ Benha.
You did it.
Sounds special. But forget you. The crazy part is, you gonna be right back. And that's a fact.
You got me twisted.
That's how you feel.
'Cause you don't do enough, but you want my life.
You got a whole nother vibe, I be wasting all this time, yeah.
You don't do enough, but you want my life.
You got me twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted.
You don't do enough, but you want my life.
Yeah. When it came to you, I was all for you. But you changed up, you acting like I owe you.
Yeah.
I seen you all riding, but I still spoil you. Friends told me not to fuck with you, but I was real on you. You went through my phone, you went ballistic. Gave me apologies, but you acting nothing different. Wouldn't reply to me, throwing subs on your Insta. Niggas told me to dead it, but now I wouldn't listen. Yeah. I used to ply you with some great sex. Yeah, I took a L, but I faced that. All the memories we had, I erased that. Girl, this is time we can take back. We can take back. When they say how you used to hate that. Yeah, you used to hate that.
Woo! You got me twisted.
That's how you feel.
'Cause you don't do enough, but you want my
love. You got a whole other vibe, I be wasting all this time.
You don't do enough, but you want my love.
You got me twisted. You got me twisted.
gave it to you like you was a damn king, baby. Had your back and you know it. I ain't telling you you owe me. But boy, if you love me, how could you switch up on me? God damn, you got me. Had me thinking that you got me. The crazy part is you working hard to show you love me. Our timing is wrong and now you feel like you don't like me. You don't do enough, but you want my love. I don't give a damn about your friends. Cause they know you tripping, I'm the greatest you ever had. Niggas be on me bad. I'm curving no front to back. You wanted this, now you mad. Get up on me, daddy. Where you going? You need me, baby. And I ain't bragging. But I know what I know, and I ain't letting you go. Getting it right is the only choice. Now bring your ass home. You got me twisted.
That's how you feel, babe.
Cause you don't do enough, but you want my love.
You got a whole other vibe. Why we wasting all this time, yeah?
You don't do enough, but you want my love.
You got me twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted.
Boy, you got me twisted. You got me twisted. Boy, you got me twisted. You got me twisted.
That's right, that's
right.
I like this, I like this. This one is fire right here, baby.
I really thought you was mine, yeah.
Ooh, 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 fire.
Yeah, both got me twisted.
It's all right.
Okay.
Round of applause.
Thank you. I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Swave. And a huge, huge shout out to my producer, Dizzy Benko, and my engineer, Lils. We made this. I love you guys so much. All this music we made is through them. So
I'm going to tell you, man. My man, what's his name, Sweat?
Yo, Swave, yes.
Sounds good. The chemistry is there between y'all on that record, that vibe. I mean, that's hot.
Thank you.
The production, yo, nice. Like, I just listening to everything that you're putting together. It's just... The project is coming out so nice.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I wish you much success. I don't even have to wish it because it's bound to happen. Like, you're going to take off like a rocket.
Thank you so much.
And you're
going
to be doing bigger and better things. And, I mean, I could see you, you know... You know how they bring you up for Artist of the Year and the awards, Emma. I could see Vina being one of them, like nominate, be like, "Hey, Artist of the Year, Vina Love, boom, boom, boom," because you in the right direction, girl.
Thank you.
Love what you're doing. Like I said, you got that. You're still young. You still got that energy. You still got that fire, and you're putting good stuff out.
Thank you.
I see that. You're not playing around, man. So, is that because Mom and Dad did a great job, boy. They made sure.
Look, she always on the phone. She can't help it.
Yeah, Mom and Dad did a good job, always. Man. They made sure you was on point, man.
Right.
They made sure you was on point.
So basically, I just want to say, I like the fact how you make music, and you're not just making music. You know, you're making music with a purpose. Mm-hmm. It sounds really good. It's definitely something that should always be timeless and something that people could relate to, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, let's have fun. Let's enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, I could just be in the car, you know, and be like, hey, I'm feeling it. You know, I'm grooving with it. And I watch you on Instagram. I love how you always singing into the camera, because I do
Thank
that. I mean,
you.
I can't sing, but I still be
Listen,
singing. I don't care.
We don't want to break the phones while you're doing
I
it.
I don't care. I'm Shawill. So, you know, it's like I love the energy. You know how you're always singing and you're hanging with your friends. You guys doing your own little karaoke. You're playing in the house. And that's what people want to see as an artist. You know, don't show us all the glam. Let's show us Vina Love.
Mm-hmm. The real Vina.
Yeah, we want to see it. And I like how the fact sometimes you have some of your posts, you know, you're not all did up, which is good, because then it shows that you're comfortable.
Wake up with the rollers in the hair, like, hey, I just woke up.
Definitely me.
You know.
No, but that shows that, you know, you're secure as a person of how you feel. You know, you're not your hair, you're not your makeup. You know, you're Vina Love, and that's what people want to see. And I personally believe that people will intake that more and be like, oh man, we love this girl. Right. Like, that's we're gonna good. Rock with her. So, you know, shout out to you. Shout out to your family too.
I wanted to not to end like on a down note, but I did wanna, you know, just ask how was your feelings with the incident that happened with Kobe and his daughter? Like,
the craziest thing. I was in LA. I was literally in LA when it happened. And I have a lot of basketball friends.
Right.
I have, like, my stepdad. If you walk in my house, basketball's on.
Okay.
So it's been around me my whole entire life. Uh-huh. Of course I know who Kobe is. Of course I know what he means to the game, the NBA, just everything. And it was devastating. I couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being the wife. I couldn't imagine being Vanessa. I couldn't imagine being his other two daughters.
Yeah.
And It's just sad. It's not even, it's, you can't say nothing. Like, what do you say to that? All you can do is just wish them strength and, like, but there's really nothing to say. It's a situation where you're just speechless.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know what to say. Every time I get asked about it, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, I know. And, like, social media, the timelines, everybody.
I didn't do social media for that whole day.
Yeah, the whole day.
It was so depressing.
My team was out there, too. And, like, we all met up and, like, just, and the whole time we were there, it was freezing in LA. But that was the one day where it was, like, really gloomy. Like, it was no sun. It was, like, and it was a day of the Grammys. So, like, all the celebrities were around. But you could just see everybody's vibe was just, like, damn, like,
how crazy.
And you kind of feel like, how did we let this happen? Like, this is Kobe Bryant. Yes. How did we allow this to happen? But then it's, like, there was really nothing nobody could do.
Wow.
Like, it just was what it was. It is what it is. And I just pray for his family and... That's it. That's
thank
what we
thank you
say.
For us sharing your thoughts on that. Yeah. But like I said, we didn't want to end on a bad note.
I like your music, Vina.
We're gonna be like, the music is live.
Thank you.
I love it.
We're looking forward to seeing you tonight on stage. Let them know again what's going to happen tonight.
Yes, you can catch me tonight. And it's where is it?
Miami Gardens,
Utopia. And it's a big deal. Me and my dad are performing together. So
how cute!
Yeah, that's lit. So yeah, come check that out. And if you're in Miami, I'll be at Snoop's party tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll be all over.
What's the party at tonight?
You gotta ask her.
Hello, caller. You live? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey Carter, I'm calling from Harlem.
Hey
Harlem.
Carter.
Harlem in the building. What up?
I'm calling just to see when's the next drop and if she got any features. Like, I'm trying to be in tune.
Well, I'm actually not doing any more features until I release my album because I have features already that I have to release. So just giving you an honest answer, I don't want to be like, yeah, we're going to do it. And then I'm not around. So I'm not doing them right now. But once my album drops, I'm going to keep doing more and more and more. But I got to release the ones I have already.
And when we dropping the album?
You know, I wanted to drop it in April, but a situation just came up, so we're going to see. But we aiming for April.
Alright, we got a cover art. We trying to promote.
No, I can't give you none of that yet. I can't.
Harlem ready to move.
Yeah, I'm dropping a lot of songs though, a lot of singles up leading up into that point. So you're definitely getting music. I'm not just holding out, I promise.
I bet. We on board with you.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, that's definitely good. And like you said, as long as you're putting out them singles, you know, music is coming. Hey, it's gonna keep gonna keep growing and growing and growing. And
because I was on a hiatus, I was not putting out no music, and I know everybody was like, "All right, ma'am, like what's next?" So definitely dropping songs, and I'm dropping some of the features too. So we get those out the way. So
there you go. Exciting. Round of applause to you, girl.
Thank
man. You.
Thanks for keeping R&B alive too. Because you know I'm an R&B baby too. So much love and respect
to you,
being a love.
She's singing. She's doing it.
I love it. Love it.
To the new vibes of the tracks. The tracks are hot too. I'm gonna tell you. You definitely take your time picking the tracks that go with what you're doing. So,
and it goes with her.
That's what I'm saying.
It
goes with her,
too.
Her whole style.
Uh-huh.
Any, let them know your social media, all that and stuff, how they can follow you and where they could get stuff right now on you.
You can catch me on Instagram at VINA_LOVE. You can get my singles on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, all that good stuff. Check out YouTube for some videos. Videos are my favorite, so go check those out. And if you haven't seen this past season of Grown Up Hip Hop New York, which is the first season, go check that out now. It's on demand on all cable, so go check that out. Write me on Instagram. Let me know what you think.
There you go. Do you answer them when they hit you on Instagram?
I try. I definitely try.
Okay.
It'd be
said
a lot.
That.
Yeah, like it's a lot. And then a lot of stuff be like, y'all can't imagine what I'm saying.
Hey, girl. They be like, girl, you fine.
It's
like,
a lot. Yeah.
What's
it's
up?
Crazy
can we go on a date?
I definitely try to like respond to as much as many DMs as I can.
Right.
So.
Okay, good.
You don't answer mine. It's not as messy.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be seeing stuff. I be feeling bad, too. Like, people be like, I DM'd you, and I be like,
it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I got you, boo, right?
But soon enough, I'll have somebody like taking care of my Instagram and stuff.
There you go.
So we can respond.
There you go.
With
that being said, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Round of applause. So anytime, you're always welcome here. You know that.
We always got
your back here.
Definitely.
You know, while you're down here, you know, Shy, you know, anything you need, Shy, myself, we'll
she gonna
help
sing
you
at the
out.
Fourth
and
annual Love Jones
there you
Live.
Go, there you go.
Let's
we make sure
next
we get
year,
it down
so,
here.
You know.
And you know, keep doing your thing, man. Much success. I'm just looking at your road to success. and I could be like, yeah, I know Vina. I met her. Like, I'd be on TV. Yeah, I know. I see her. So, yo, I'm looking forward to that. So, keep doing your thing, girl. And y'all keep a lock. ExcitementRadio.com, all right? And this will be a podcast. So, once the podcast come up, if you miss the show, you'll get to hear it over and over. Mm-hmm. You get to hear us sing live and all that. So, y'all keep a lock. All right? Peace. We out.